Mr. Roberto.
I don't have the number in my head, the current impact fee, but it doesn't, it did anticipate a fourth station.
Okay, thanks.
The point about the senior housing is we're all pro-senior, and if you make the analogy that Franklin's our home, if you were to invite maybe an elderly relative to live in your home, which is basically what we're doing on a larger scale, you'd want to make sure that the service that they're going to require are there when they need them, and they're there in a timely fashion. And that's what, you know, we want to continue to do and continue to be able to provide this high level of service. It's just if they do get constructed in areas that are harder for us to get to, especially when we're busier, you know, juggling the run volume that is going on, it's going to be more difficult.
On top of that, the responses that we'll get will be from communities way farther away.
Right.
Maybe we'll call Raymond, but chances are not.
That's the other thing about Station 2's area is the departments to the south and west of us are largely volunteer, and they have a hard time getting people there during the day. Whereas Station 3's area, the northeast corner, we've got Oak Creek right there. Granted, they're busy too, but they can usually free somebody up.
But they're growing as well.
Yeah.
And they're business parks. They got business parks. They're continually building, and there's more coming.
Right.
And what you said about people, you know, our seniors moving in, not just in terms of a senior housing. I mean, I have someone on 33rd and Briarwood that their mother, she's aging, and she's having some health issues, and they basically built out an addition to the house to move her in. I guarantee you at some point you're going to be there. That's right by Southwood Glen. Now, I think that is, well, it's on that cusp of what Station 2 and 3, yeah. You know, depending. But, I mean, we have a lot of that going on, too, because you have younger families. I mean, if you look at the average age, the elderly, the parents are moving in, some of them.
The reality is most multifamily developments attract, even though they're not dedicated to seniors or dedicated to attracting seniors, multifamily big residential developments tend to have a higher percentage of seniors.
So where's the conclusion of how many we need? Is that in here yet? Is that coming up? Is that the next slide, or we don't know?
What we're looking to do is increase our on-shift staffing by a minimum of 2 people per day. That lets us put a 6th rig into this mix, into this rotation. To get to that point, we're looking at probably 9 people.
We didn't do the slide that was prepared, but how do I ask this without putting anybody on the spot? I hope everyone, I'll say this as a positive, I hope everyone understands that it takes three bodies to fill one position.
Right.
And then in order to be effective, then you need to fill the staffing needs. We need at least 2, so that's 6. But we're asking for 3 for various other reasons, so that's 9.
That would be covering vacation times, holiday time off, sick time. That would get us our increased staffing level and keep it at that level.
Is there a point where this conversation will be in closed session or not today?
It's not for today, no.
And we have our PR people out there, obviously.
We haven't
obviously.
Done the ask yet, so let's get to the ask and then maybe that's...
Yeah, because some of this stuff I don't feel comfortable talking about. Because when I hear what you just said, that can't, you know, vacations and holidays. I mean, we already have people have a perception of firefighters, some firefighters, not, you know, but some people out there. So of how busy they are. And, you know, I look at the 24-24 and, okay, so some of that's sleeping time. And now, granted, they really don't sleep. And I get all that. But, you know, trust me, there's nothing more frustrating. I support the fire department, and any guys out there know I do. But I get tired of hearing, well, I see their vehicle up at the grocery store all the time and all that kind of nonsense. And so obviously what we're talking about here is going to referendum. All right? That's what we're talking about. I mean, that's what it's going to be. I understand that. And South Milwaukee did it well. They hired the people out in the audience. That's what we're talking about here. I get that. But, you know, on the strategies and stuff, I don't feel comfortable talking about out here.
Okay, I hear that.
We passed two school referendums, for God's sake, barely. But these are saving lives. I mean, if any community that values, I mean, I've been, and all of us that have been candidates and knocking on doors, that, you know, at least I've been supported with your, you know, logo on my literature many, many times. And when I'm knocking on doors and people see that, someone will say, they saved my life or they saved my parents' life. I mean, there's a love for the fire department because you guys aren't writing tickets and pulling people over, right? However, there's still a perception of some, and it's spending money, so this has to be thought out, and South Milwaukee is a pretty good example of doing it successfully.
Well, that's why we're going to do the ask here. Chief, do you...
So that would be our goal, is we staff Station 2 the same way as our other stations, be able to handle back-to-back calls with that within that area, be able to actually perform an interior attack on a structure fire in that area with our first due company. Not only that, it would improve our response citywide. It gives us one more rig in that rotation when things are going to, you know what, to be able to rely on. And during normal hours, maybe it lets us meet some of those training and inspection goals that we have that we're not currently doing as well at as we should be.
Do you want me to do this?
Yeah, this is my slide.
Yeah. So why do this now? I think we all can agree that we know the impact of current levy limits. With the current legislature and governor, who I support, the idea of any increase in levy limits is foolhardy. There won't be any levy increases. So as you all know, we just don't have the headroom in our budget to be hiring enough new personnel to cover our needs. So that's the first bullet point. I look at what's happening in the legislature and what I hear from various lobbyists on what's coming down the pipe. I see no support from the state in any relief for cities' revenue streams. Dark store legislation is reducing our ability to adequately assess commercial properties.
The lack of dark store
legislation. Exactly. The lack of action, that kind of thing. And similarly, legislative action.
Hotel tax.
We can do this all night.
Yeah.
And our demands for service and the development that we have coming and hope that we have coming is going to demand that we provide a little bit better service specifically on the south side of the city, which will have an impact across the city. So what's the ask? The strategy, we want to follow the South Milwaukee strategy because it worked. The South Milwaukee strategy was actually quite simple. They developed a very sophisticated and accurate survey that they released to the city. The folks at Miller Communications did it to gauge the support for the fire service and a couple of police officers. And they took a high level. The folks from Miller can talk about this, but we want to do a survey, see this level of support, and then ask the residents if they, in fact, would support a referendum. And then we want to professionally determine what is the level of support here. Because, frankly, we can't take the vote on raising levy. The residents have to do that.
Right.
So the net of this is to do that at the next meeting, not tomorrow night, I'd like to ask you for support on a budget amendment to hire Miller to do the survey and the marketing support to get us to the point of deciding whether or not a referendum is appropriate. Miller Communications is here. They'd be happy to comment. Fire department, me, anybody. Questions?
Why are we bothering with a survey and not just go right to the referendum? If we're spending $50,000 on a survey, let's spend $50,000 on a referendum and go right to that. Because if it comes back as no, what's our plan B? And if we don't want to do it, and if the survey comes back as no, what do? And we spend $50,000.
Okay, excellent question, and I'm glad you asked it. Well, that's what the survey is more than a survey. It's also laying out the groundwork for the story of our fire department and laying out why we have the need. and it's done on a professional manner rather than something that any of us could do individually. And it's done citywide. The dollars, a lot of the dollars are mailing and that kind of thing. But, of course, James can talk to that. James, come on up, please. Natalie, too, if you'd like. And use the microphone. Before you start speaking, tell us your name and the address. And wait a minute. First, is there a motion to suspend?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Wait, James.
James Madlin with Miller Communications. Our offices are at 1749 North Prospect Avenue in Milwaukee. So, first of all, a couple of comments on that. Really, the first step in this process is what we call an options assessment. So, it is even before the survey process, it is working with the department and working with the city to identify what are the options before us, what are the challenges that we're facing, how can we best address those, and it will be more than one option. And then, if we want to move forward with something, what are the ways that we can possibly fund that? And certainly, referendum is, I think, the one that is most likely for a lot of different reasons, but there may be other options that are available. And so the options assessment is really laying out what all of those options are first for the community. That then forms the basis for the ability to go out to the community and say, here are the challenges that we face. Here's the study that we've done to say, here's what we can do as a community about that. And what are your perspectives on it? So it isn't as simple as a yes or no relative to the referendum. It's understanding what the scope of those options are, the tools that we have at our disposal. And then from there, how as a community and it's the feedback from that that then drives, if you do a referendum, for example, what does that look like? What is the ask for? And I will suggest, for example, in South Milwaukee, because that's been referenced, what was originally thought they might pursue changed from the first time we met and had the discussion to the time that they actually put a referendum in place. And that really came out of discussions with the city about what the needs were and what the opportunities were. And they used that to identify other potential needs and other potential opportunities that they could address through this process. Third piece of it is really just broader education. So this is, there is an effort here, and it really is encompassed in each stage of this to make sure that the general population understands what the challenges are that are based in the community. They're not necessarily sitting at meetings like this all the time, understanding the challenges that exist with the budget, understanding the challenges that exist with the department. It really is an opportunity to provide that educational effort to bring them up to speed on the options.
One of those, should we go forward, one of those is going to be, why is there an engine or an ambulance at Pick and Save every morning?
And there is certainly, in any effort like this, understanding not only what is the proactive messages that are out there, but also understanding what are the perceptions that exist in the community and addressing those.
So this is more of a needs assessment.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we break it out into phases, that is the first and most important step.
And then with that $50,000, do you stay with us during the referendum as well, or is that $50,000 for the survey, and then that's your work, and then we look at something more?
So I think relative to our proposal, we have...
They don't have a contract. Yeah, that's so part of the reason we have an issue.
That was inclusive of, I believe, all of that process, but I think we're including the expense side of the mailing, for example, for the survey. Just to clarify in one piece of it, relative to the referendum process itself, that's all educational. So not, you know, it's not an effort to say yes or say no. On the contrary, it's an effort to say, here are what the options are as you look at this as a community and making sure that people are willing.
And what kind of options are you going to explore?
That would really be a discussion that we would have with the city and with the fire department. So it would be premature for me to say. I think we have a number of ideas based on what's been examined here. I think a lot of really great due diligence has been done to this point already to understand what those needs are. But I think those are the questions we would ask at the outset of an engagement, is to look at what are the needs, are we accurately reflecting that, and the options that we're looking at.
So we've heard from the fire department, and I totally get this. It also says toward fire and police service. What are we looking for police?
I specifically asked the chief, I approve the fact that he's not here tonight. He asked not to come. The thought behind the police department is that we would recover positions that he's lost via reassignment over the years. And he can do that. That's all. All of this is up for the conversation between us as to, is it nine or is it six? Are there three PD officers or two or one or none? That's all to be come to at some point in the future. But I told him we're going to concentrate on fire.
And that conversation, can that be?
I don't know. That's a legal question.
Well, that needs to be figured out.
I'm okay with it, but it's a legal question.
Because, I mean, that's...
Mark says no.
Very little of that can actually occur in closed session, only if you're getting to actual issues where you're looking at negotiation of labor contracts. Hmm. Would you be able to do it? So you may be able to have a schedule one for a brief conversation to understand how it could impact your negotiations. Both those contracts do expire at the end of this current year, and therefore that is a discussion we would be having. But you'd have to be very cautious not to then drift from that topic into these kinds of specific issues. Mm-hmm. This is just part of your normal public debate on the provision of services, and it's intended by statutes to be largely an open.
Was there any, in South Block, any type of opposition groups?
There was no formalized opposition group that did that.
Okay. I did, by the way, a month or so ago, remind you all to take a look at the Municipality Magazine, which featured their work and the results in South Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And it's why reinvent the wheel, right?
Right.
And Dan, we're stealing from South Milwaukee. You can steal from us.
For what?
We stole from South Milwaukee, so you can steal from us. Any other questions?
Just of Adam.
Yes, sir.
Given the fact you're asking for nine, in theory, whatever, at this point, a guesstimate, how is that based on the population growth that's going to be experienced over the next few years? Are there numbers that you're going to say, well, these are going to be coming online in the next year or two, these number of units, and where does that put us in terms of the 2.5 or the 1.93, whatever that is, per thousand?
I don't have an accurate guess as to what our population is going to look like 5 years from now. What this is based on is putting one more additional resource into our response mix that will hopefully minimize some of that burden or interference with our ability to do training, to do inspection, to do all the other things that we're supposed to be doing and required to be doing. I would say that this is probably how we should have been staffed when we opened Station 2, that anything less than four people in a station is not an effective, capable force to deal with either a fire or a serious medical issue. So that's where we're focused right now, if that makes sense.
I'm just concerned about the growth factor that we're building for right now as we move forward with a lot of different projects.
And I would say, by my feeling, we're still behind that curve, and even if we get two more guys on shift or men or women on shift, I feel we're still behind that curve relative to other departments in the area. I think the most comparable department is probably Oak Creek in terms of call volume. We're busier than they are, but we have, I want to say, probably nine fewer people on duty than they do. Not necessarily on duty, but on our nine FTEs.
That question is going to be a real good one for our next discussions.
That's what I'm thinking.
But what concerns me is if we find out that that's an important part of the discussion, then we got to talk fire station too.
That's
new fire station.
But we were talking a fourth station at some point.
Yeah. So it's all good discussion. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Move to go back to the regular order.
So moved.
Unless you get Mark.
No. Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying
aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. So the action tomorrow night is to refer this back to staff to assemble all the appropriate financial things for the meeting on the 20th. Is that okay?
Which is a Monday.
20th mm-hmm. is a Tuesday.
It is?
Unless Bill Gates or... Steve Jobs is
well, that's
wrong.
I thought we moved the council.
Did
meeting.
We? We may have.
To the 19th.
Okay, so yes. It's to the 19th.
Because yes. We have an election that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So it's how would you know that?
I'm not on it. I got to wait a little bit for that.
What's the time frame on this?
We're under the gun because we have a filing for, if we choose to do the referendum, we got to do the wording. As it happens, Attorney Chris Smith of Jesse's office did the wording for South Milwaukee. So we're a little ahead of the game there. But the clerk can tell us it's at least 45 days prior.
Yeah.
We're under the gun.
But you got to get
so
the education.
So November election would be the referendum.
By so statute, yes.
November. November.
By statute.
Yeah. Has to be.
Yeah, that's right? What I said.
Well, I wasn't sure if you said that.
But there is an earlier deadline for submitting the question to the county and publishing and posting.
Right.
And again, this will be the taxpayers saying we want to spend the money.
Exactly.
So.
Yes.
Okay. Let's thank you very much. We're done with this. All right. Let's take a 5-minute break. We'll be back at quarter till. Okay, it's 7:47. We're back in open session. Is there a motion to go into closed session?
Move.
Second.
I got to read it. Where is it here? Is there a motion to go into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19851 sub 1 sub E to deliberate upon Tax and Criminal District number 5, Plan Development District number 37, the Rock Sports Complex, Development Agreement, the Negotiation Agreement Terms, and Investing of Public Funds in Relation thereto for Competitive and Bargaining Reasons, and re-enter open session the same place thereafter to act on such matters.
So moved.
Where are you?
Oh, he did. Oh, he did? No.
Several Great. Things. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Barber.
Yes.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye. Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
So 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. We are in closed session. We are back in open session at 9:17. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.